Hallelujah, life can flow. Amen. Romans 12, 1 through 2. I exhort you, therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Revelation 2:4. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Revelation 3, 21 and 22.
Amen.
Revelation 3, 21 and 22. He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Amen.
Revelation 14, 1 through 5. And I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion,
Amen.
And with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads.
If you have it, you could read along with Brother Jim.
Amen. 14:2. And I heard a voice out of heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder, and the voice which I heard was like the sound of harp singers playing on their harps.
Amen.
And they sing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who have been purchased from the earth. These are they who have not been defiled with women and are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he may go. These were purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth no lie was found. They are without blemish. Okay, Romans 13, 11. Amen. Shall we read it first?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to be raised from sleep. For now is your salvation nearer than when we believe.
Amen.
Knowing the time.
Amen.
Knowing the time.
Amen.
partner. Amen. Now is the time.
Amen.
We want to redeem every moment.
Amen.
Calling on your name.
Amen.
Join the salvation of our soul.
Amen.
Open our mind, open our eyes, know the time.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord, saints, that we're still just about where we were last night as far as the attendance. I hope the level of life will be a little bit higher and the level of light will be a little deeper. We come this morning to a very important message on being vitalized. This conference is a call for the overcomers, and it is also the pathway of the overcomers. And the pathway of the overcomers begins with being vitalized. And that begins between you and the Lord. Of course, the result will be a group of overcomers. But it begins, saints, between you and the Lord, personally, as we will see. There is no shortcut. There's no shortcut. Of course, being vitalized is not the goal. Being vitalized is not the goal, right? Our title says, being vitalized as overcomers to cooperate with God in his present move. This is the goal, and of course our cooperation is the actual and practical building up of the body of Christ. That's the goal, but being vitalized is most necessary. Right? Most necessary. If we're not vitalized, we could learn 4 steps, 10 steps, whatever, however many kind of steps. You could learn all the steps, but if you're not vitalized, you will burn out. And the Lord's recovery will not advance. So, saints, there's no shortcut. We need to be vitalized, right? We need to be vitalized. And this, I remind you, is not cheap. It's not quick. Calling the Lord 10 times, I'm vitalized. No. No, you sang those songs. You know, those songs are songs for those who want to be vitalized. That's what those songs are for. It's for you. You and the Lord. Right? You go to the Lord to be vitalized, to dig away. Spring up well with water. That's to be vitalized. But the problem is, our well is blocked to some extent. Maybe there are some here who are, their well is not blocked. Praise the Lord. But I have a feeling there are many here whose well is a little bit blocked up. You can't say there's no water coming out. There's some water, but it might only be a trickle. We need to pay attention to being vitalized. And to be vitalized is not quick. It is not cheap. There is a price to pay. And initially, that price is time.
Right.
To be with the Lord.
Right.
He would like you just to sit down and be with him.
Right.
And open to him. And let him shine his light. That's what he would like. I'm speaking boldly because I believe the Lord is right here with me. He wants you to sit down and open up and let him shine because he wants the overcomers. He wants the body to be built up. He wants to come back. He wants the age to turn. He wants all of that. But for that, he needs you to be vitalized. We'll see more about it. I'm really jumping the gun here. But that's fine. We could use some repetition. I know I talked in the past about digging. Those that weren't here in the Old Testament, Abraham dug wells and water gushed out. But over time, the enemy, that is the Philistines, who typify worldly things, religious things, even sinful things, natural things, they came, the Philistines, and they filled up the wells. Isn't that something? That is a type of what happens today. Religion, the world, sinful things, fleshly things, come in to occupy our inner being. And it constricts the flow of the water. So what do? Roll over and mourn? No, we need to dig.
Amen.
Saints, will you dig?
Amen.
You're saying amen. I wonder, the Lord is our witness here. Are you willing to dig?
Yes.
Do you want to be an overcomer?
Yes.
Are you willing to dig?
Yes.
They go together. And you know, saints, once we dig, we start digging, we realize, whoa, there's a lot of stuff in here that accumulated over years and perhaps decades, unconfessed sins, offenses with certain brothers and sisters that have not been cleared up. And then on the more physical side, possessions that we have that we should not have. Attachments we have to the world. All of these things, they come in. They come in and they add themselves to the clogged up well. And it's imperceptible. It happens subtly, just like everything else that that Satan does. And eventually you realize, my goodness, by the Lord's mercy, I'm dead. I used to be flowing. When I first was saved, I was flowing. When I came to the Lord's recovery, consecrated myself, I was flowing. But now I'm happy to be here. I'm loyal to the local church, but I'm not flowing. I'm looking back at those days longingly. Instead of praising the Lord for today.
Amen.
And going forward.
Amen.
Saints, if we would all pay attention to the digging, I'll get to this in the outline. And all of us come together, our wells have been dug out, dig away. It's not a quick thing. You know, that song, the second one we sang, talks about, you know, your mind, your emotion, your will, your conscience, everything. That's a lot of digging. It's not, well, I'm vitalized. I'm all dug out. That's a joke. But saints, if we would butt unto the digging that I should be given, right? Like the song said, if we would do that, my goodness, our wells would be freed up and would be flowing. And when we come together in the meetings of the church, there will be a powerful river.
Amen.
But you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not here speaking for my health. I hope you are following what I'm saying. Being vitalized. That is what it entails. That's where the overcoming begins. You may have done such a thing years ago, but you may have to do it again. Maybe there are some, I say again today, that don't need that. Praise the Lord. If so, just flow. If not, pay attention to the digging. Maybe not everybody here this morning is going to pick up what I'm sharing. But those who do will spontaneously affect the rest of the church.
Amen.
You don't have to blow a trumpet. I'm dug out. I like you all to know I'm dug out. That's awful. That's between you and the Lord. It has to start there. You'll affect in a positive way the church, the rest of the saints. You know, dear saints, I came into the Lord's recovery in the late 1960s. And at that time, Brother Lee at Elton Hall, Brother Lee called that one of the great revivals in the history of the church. And I can never forget it. I could never forget the flow of the Spirit, the freshness, the spontaneity, the not wanting to miss a meeting, not daring to miss a meeting. Life, light. Oh my goodness. I'm here to tell you, I saw it and it's still possible. Not a very strong amen. It is possible.
Amen.
You know, when we came, and we weren't unbelievers, we were all Christians. The Lord gathered us from all over the United States and other places. And we just dealt with everything. We confessed. In those days, we had burnings. Burnings. Have you ever heard of a burning?
Yes.
Yeah, we got together and all the things that the Lord shined on, we took to a place and we all burned them. We burned them. That's why there was such a flow. So powerful, so unforgettable. I could never forget. That's why I'm a trouble today. Because I got a good memory. Well, what I observe today, saints, I'm sorry to say this, is a lack of vitality. I'm going to be honest. We shouldn't be ostriches, you know, with our head in the sand. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's dead. You know, oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Trust me. I have observed on the individual level the lack of vitality. And you know, if there is the lack of vitality, you know what's the first thing that's going to come in? The world. If you're not enjoying the riches of the divine life, if you're not in the flow, we have to be filled with something. And if it's not God, the first thing in line as a replacement is the world. And I've observed that. I told you, I'm on Facebook sometimes. And I can see where the saints are. I'm not a spy, and I'm not going to broadcast what I see. But I see what I see. After this, you're not going to ask me to be your friend. if I am your friend, too late. But saints, I'm not there as a spy. I'm there to be in touch with former trainees. That was my motivation. And it still is, but I can't help. I'm not looking, who's doing this? But I can't help but see where they are, what they're eating, and especially what they're drinking. It's the world. It's the world. That is on the individual level. And then in the meetings, I've shared this before, the lack of vitality. Of course, in a conference, we're all, you know, a little bit more exercised. But, you know, I've mentioned these things before. The morale in the meetings doesn't seem to be that high. There are empty seats, and there are still empty seats this morning, but thank the Lord, a lot more full seats than empty seats. But in our meetings, empty seats. I doubt Pittsburgh is that way. But empty seats, meaning the saints aren't coming. And with the saints that don't come, they contrive excuses not to come. Oh, I have a headache. Oh, I have a toothache. Oh, my toe hurts. You know, all kinds of excuses not to come to the meeting. Of course, because it's not that attractive. Forget the new ones, even to the existing saints. Our meetings may not be that attractive. Plus the gaps. Even in the conferences, we have the gaps. I tell you, back in those days, I can't forget it, you had to fight to get in. You had to fight. And finally you got in. You get me? That's the way it was. Right? No gaps. Gap. It wasn't in our dictionary. And then in the recovery as a whole, we've got individual level, we've got local level, and then we've got the recovery as a whole. As Brother Lee told us, the increase level is low. That is evidence of lack of vitality. Increase is a matter of life. Don't brush it off. Oh, numbers. You know, we shouldn't be so concerned with numbers. We should, right? Because numbers, the Lord is interested in numbers, right? You bear much fruit. Are you following me?
Amen.
You know, that sounds like numbers. Numbers indicate vitality, indicate that life is flowing, not only into you, but out of you,
amen,
into others.
Amen.
And this is what the Lord wants.
Amen.
So that's a little introduction, saints, to being vitalized.
Amen.
We are calling for overcomers, and we are also looking at the pathway of our overcoming. Step one, being vitalized.
Amen.
We read some of the verses. I'd encourage you to read them all. Being vitalized has a cause. Roman numeral 1. And this is very interesting. The cause is the compassions of God. What are those, saints? The compassions of God. Paul was exhorting them by the compassions of God. Right, to offer themselves.
Amen.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Amen.
The compassions of God, the cause, the first cause of our being vitalized, is very deep tender, and touching. It is all of the things that Paul covered in chapters 1 through 11 of Romans. Those are the compassions of God. What are they? Are being chosen. That's God's compassion. We have a song, you know, God's compassion is my story, is my boasting day by day. He chose us. Saints, as I mention these things, don't just, you know, sit there, well, yes, yes, check, check, check. My goodness, we've become so, I don't know what to say. We've been chosen. We were called. This should touch us. If it doesn't, you need to go to the Lord for a little refresher. You were chosen. You were called. You were justified. You were justified. You were reconciled to God. You were God's enemy.
Amen.
You were at odds with God. But you've been reconciled.
Amen.
You've been brought back.
Amen.
These are the compassions of God.
Amen.
This is the cause of us to be vitalized as overcomers.
Amen.
And you've been saved and are being saved in his life.
Amen.
Right? Being saved in his life, even brought to the point of reigning in his life.
Amen.
What compassions!
Amen.
God's compassions are my story.
Amen.
Saints, as we consider this, we should be moved, right, to what? Be vitalized. Lord, I am moved to be in a condition that you want me to be in.
Amen.
And to pay whatever price to be vitalized. That's on the positive side, causing us to be vitalized. But there's something also on the negative side that is causing us, urging us, I would even say, to be vitalized, to be intensely living. Let me put it that way, vitalized. You know, I could ask you, well, are you living? Yeah. I'm living. Yeah, barely. Saints, we need to be intensely living. Our God is living!
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's what the song says.
Amen.
Our God is living.
Hallelujah.
Are we his people?
Amen.
What should we be?
Amen.
Well, that was our C-minus response. Sorry. Our God is living. And we should be living also.
Amen.
I would say our God is intensely living.
Amen.
And we should be the same. We're his people.
Amen.
We're his dwelling place.
Amen.
We need to make him comfortable.
Amen.
You know, if we're just dead fish, the living God will not be comfortable.
Amen.
We need to be intensely living.
Amen.
That is on the positive side. Now, on the negative side, there's an urging us to be vitalized. What is that? The degradation of the church. Together with considering all of the compassions of God, we need to consider the degradation of the church. It seems like it touches every member over the centuries. The result today, the Christians, just like the Jews in the Old Testament, divided and scattered.
Right.
Not one. The degradation of the church, firstly, the church in general, one under B. The church in general has, what have they done? Little A, they have left the first love for the Lord. This is the number one thing in the degradation of the church. If you read the footnote in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, where Brotherly talks about you have left your first love, Brotherly mentions that that is the beginning of all the other steps of degradation that are recorded in the seven churches. The leaving of the first love opens the door. Saints, do you tell the Lord you love him?
Yeah.
You need to do that.
Yeah.
I do it every morning, whether I'm up, down, or sideways. You tell the Lord you love him.
Amen.
You say, oh, that's a performance. No. The love of God has been poured out in your heart.
Amen.
By the Spirit given to you.
Amen.
When you tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
You are just one with that poured out love in your heart.
Amen.
It's not a performance. Satan is a liar.
Amen.
And to leave the first love, that's the beginning of degradation. The first love is the best love. You know, Lord, I love you best of all.
Amen.
You know, sometime in my study, you know, I'm thinking, I'm sitting there and I tell you, Lord, I love you. I'm reminded of the Lord's question to Peter, Lord, do you love me more than thee? And so I look around, I've got books, I've got a musical instrument, I've got a computer, and I just tell, Lord, I love you more than these.
Amen.
More than these, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I love you.
Amen.
Sometime I think it would be very good for us to go somewhere and just tell the Lord for a half hour, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
I'm serious.
Yes.
You know, Brotherly told us to call on the Lord for a half hour. We say, oh, amen. And everyone's thinking, boy, who's going to do that?
Right.
Well, I was teaching in a school, and it was so bad at that school that driving home one day, a brother and I, and it was a 35-minute drive, we called on the Lord all the way back. I don't know what heaven we were in, but it was at least the third. I'm serious. But in the degradation of the church has left the first love for the Lord. Saints, the overcomers must be an anti-testimony to that degradation.
Amen.
And furthermore, little B, the church in general has married herself to the world. That means the satanic system. And become satanic. Full of hierarchical teaching. You know, we're not against other Christians. We love them all. But they are caught in a system which we don't love. Last night we sang Overcome Degraded Christianity. We don't mean the saints. We love them. We mean the system. That system is hierarchical. Why is that bad? It's bad because eventually only one or two people speak and function and everybody else is quiet. In other words, the body of Christ which is what he wants to build up, is paralyzed. It's not functioning. Just, you know, maybe and, you know, everything else is paralyzed. I mean, would you like that in your body? Terrible. You could only do this. And maybe this. Organization with positions and rank. This annuls the functions of the members of the body. This Amen. Is the church in degradation.
Amen.
And saints, we don't want to allow this in any way in the Lord's recovery today.
Amen.
We need to all be vitalized to function.
Amen.
Tell the Lord we love him. Stir up Amen. That first love toward the Lord.
Amen.
He's waiting for this. I believe. Then we come to the Catholic Church. Once again, we're not talking about the dear saints. I know a number of Catholics. They are genuine believers. But the system of the Catholic Church. Little A, with the deep things of Satan. That's not our word. That is the word in Revelation chapter 2. And all of the Bible scholars agree that the church in Thyatira, where that quote is made, the deep things of Satan, that is a prefigure of the Roman Catholic Church. It's the shoe really fits if you read it with the Spirit.
Amen.
That letter, that little epistle. And it's full of fornication and idolatry. And sorry to say, saints, in recent years, although it's been going on for centuries, this fornication is coming public. It's become public. Fornication and idolatry, both physically and spiritually. Spiritually also. I have to move. When do we have to stop? 10? All right. Whoa, got a lot of time. I'm rich. Well, that doesn't include the sharing, though. Okay. Then the Protestant churches, you know, you're there. Yeah, those Catholics, they're terrible. Well, saints, the degradation of the church is also with the Protestant churches. Hard for me to say that because I grew up a Baptist. Actually, a Southern Baptist. But in the Protestant churches, they have been deadened and are dying. I'm not sure we need the being dying in there, but that kind of emphasizes, right? They're dying. Both in life and in numbers, their attendance dwindles. And, you know, there's a phenomenon that rose up in the Protestant churches over the centuries called revivals. You know, they're like a tire. You know, you pump it up. And then. So then after 6 months, you realize, boy, we're flat. We need another revival. So, Reverend so-and-so comes, you know, and revives. I remember we had revivals. You know, this one brother came. I loved him. I went forward. Actually, I went forward a number of times because the Lord was touching me. And all I knew to do to respond to the Lord was to go forward. And the rest of the people probably didn't work the first time. You know, I was just going forward. But this brother, I mean, he played the trombone, he sang, he preached, he was a one-man band. He did everything to revive, pump up the tire, but then eventually. dying. It's very striking in life and in numbers. They're trying to keep their buildings. But you notice with some of the old denominational buildings, now they share their building with other nationalities just to keep their building, keep paying the rent or making the payments, and not complete in anything. You know, this is a characteristic of the Protestant churches. You begin, but you don't finish. Luther, you know, he had a wonderful beginning with justification by faith, but he was not able to proceed further to what, by the Lord's mercy, we see today. And concerning the church, on the one hand, the Pope is wrong, but on the other hand, you know, instead of a universal quote arrangement, now it is a national arrangement. He didn't go far enough. And this is a characteristic of the Protestant churches, not complete in anything. Then, four, how about the brethren? They're good, right? Well, the brethren are prefigured in the letter to Laodicea. And in that letter, the Lord calls them lukewarm. Do you know what lukewarm is? It's not hot. It's not cold. It's kind of yuck. You know, if you're ever really thirsty and you drink lukewarm water, I mean, you're glad for the water, but oh, give me some cold water. And the Lord, because of their lukewarmness, said, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You're not cold, you're not hot. Probably this was due to their pride. Their pride. And saints, once again, in knowing so much, caused them to be proud. We in the Lord's recovery need to be careful.
Amen.
We know more. We have the best truth. But this should not be a cause for us to be proud. And you know, this can happen if we don't have the healthy practice. The brethren became very self-contented. This is little b under b. They're rich, they say. Yet the Lord says they're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked, and Christless. Why do I say Christless? He's outside the door of the church. You know, in reading those seven churches, you know, it's like, wow, boy, Pergamos, that's awful. Thyatira, that is awful. But I mean, look at Laodicea. Christ is outside the door of the church. That is awful, awful. And he's knocking. Mr. Christ is knocking at the door, so Mrs. Christ, the church, will let him in. What is this? Degradation. How about us, dear saints? Oh, I don't want to say too much. Brother Lee, I tell you, you read those three books that I recommend at the bottom of further readings, which you all received with your outlines. It's the last sheet. You read those books. They're on the vital groups. But as Brother Lee was fellowshipping about this urgent need, he really told it like it is concerning us in the Lord's recovery today. Saints, We need to be willing to rise up out of this degradation.
Amen.
And you know, how do you begin? Pray. Pray. It always begins with the prayer. Am I right?
Amen.
Always begins. You look at church history, revivals, everything began with prayer. Even Pentecost began with prayer. Everything must begin with prayer, whether corporate or personal. Prayer. Then vitalized, then we rise up. Did you get those three things? We pray, we are vitalized, and then we rise up as overcomers. This is what the Lord wants. This is what he's waiting for. And then another cause of being vitalized is the calling of the Lord in this age, the age of overcomers. That is the third cause of us to be vitalized. At the end of the first century, you know, the Lord is addressing these seven churches. He is sounding the call for the overcomers to rise up in all of the seven churches, even Philadelphia. Even Philadelphia, you know, you say, well, this is Philadelphia. You know, what's he saying? You know, he that overcomes. We need to overcome. We need to rise up. We need to be vitalized. We need to rise up. The Lord is calling. Christ is calling. Christ is calling. Listen to his voice. That is what that hymn says. He is still calling today. Can you hear him? No response. Saints, can you hear him?
Yes.
I think through our conference, the Lord is calling.
Amen.
I believe he is.
Amen.
He's calling.
Amen.
And you know, Brother Lee, I love Brother Lee's positive spirit. He was fellowshipping these points, and then he gives a good short prayer. I am going to be an overcomer.
Amen.
Oh, how about let's all say that together? Stand with your spirit.
Amen.
I am going to be an overcomer. Then let's add, Lord, I am going to be an overcomer. Let's do it again.
Lord.
How about brothers?
Lord, I am going to be an overcomer.
Sisters.
Lord.
Hallelujah! You might not feel so, but the Lord hearing that, even though maybe you only meant it 65%, the Lord hearing that from you. Let's say it one more time. I would encourage you to pray this.
Amen.
You know, I have been praying for many years, Lord, I want to be an overcomer. But I like this prayer better. This is more positive. Lord, of course, parenthesis, by your mercy, by your grace, I am going to be an overcomer. Oh, I tell you, you know, you need to put yourself in the Lord's shoes. He wants to come back. He wants his body to be built up. He wants to turn the age. He wants to bring in the kingdom. And now he hears a group of people, Lord, I'm going to be an overcomer. If he was on the throne, he's off of it. Like I used to do in the training. Let me second that motion. dispensing. Encouragement. I'm going to be an overcomer. Hallelujah. I know I'm crazy. I don't need to be told. I am going to be an overcomer. Oh, I love that. Saints, what an attitude. What an attitude. Don't look at yourself. Look away to Him. He's the overcomer. We're in Him. He is in us. It's not too much to say, Lord, I'm going to be an overcomer. Even the Lord said in Revelation, I overcame. Hallelujah. Are you not one with Him? Are you not joined with Him? Hallelujah. It's not too much to say, I am going to be an overcomer. Oh, saints. We need to get out of our minds into our spirit. Lord, by your mercy, by your grace, I'm going to be an overcomer. He is calling. Now we have to go on, Roman numeral 2. From the cause of being vitalized to the purpose of being vitalized. Roman numeral 2. A, the purpose is to respond to the Lord's calling. If you're not vitalized, you can't respond. We desire to be vitalized. And I would even add, Lord, cover me. You know, we, you know, aspire to be in a vital group. Not everybody, but some of you. The Lord may lead some of you, maybe just a very few of you, to be in a vital group. We desire to be vitalized, right? Be in a vital group. That is our response to the Lord's calling. The Lord needs the overcomers now, Brother Lee said, more than any other time. Isn't the age that we live in something? It has become almost just like that. The pandemic, Russia, and you know, you wake up every morning, you know, shall I look at the headlines to see what's going on in the Ukraine? It's day 57, it's still going on. What an age we're living in. But in this age, the Lord is calling. Amen. We have that song, Christ is calling. Amen. Christ is calling. Amen. Listen to his voice. Amen. The Lord needs some to be overcomers now more than ever. The darker the age is, the more the Lord calls. See, now we're having a conference. We've been kind of inching toward this the last couple of conferences. Now we're having a conference. We're flat out joining with the Lord to call for the overcomers. Amen. Just in 6 months. Last time we with the judgment seat, you know what a conference that was. Message one, the judgment seat of Christ. Everybody heads for the exits. I heard in one locality in Oklahoma City, I shared the same messages. And one brother had listened to that first message 3 times on the judgment seat. Must have been something good there. B, we are vitalized. The purpose for the Lord's recovery in this age. And the recovery of what? There is a parenthesis here. Pay attention to the seven crucial points of the major items of the Lord's recovery today. We need to pray over these points, be fully impressed with these points, and be filled up with these points, and let me reread these points. Right? This is in Training and Practice of the Vital Groups, page 28. These points are the participation in the triune God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Saints, are you participating?
Amen.
In the triune God? Are you partaking?
Amen.
And then the rich enjoyment of the all-inclusive and all-extensive Christ?
Amen.
We need to be in these things. The full experience of the consummated compound spirit. The absolute living by the eternal life. You could say amen,
amen
after each one of these. The building up of the body
amen
of Christ. Another amen.
Amen.
Then the practice of the churches
amen
on the local ground.
Amen.
Don't go off somewhere.
That's right.
We need to stay right here. Right here. But we need to become Zion
amen
in Jerusalem.
Right.
And the keeping of the oneness of the body of Christ.
Amen.
These are those seven items that Brother Lee is encouraging us to be fully impressed with and to be filled up with even. Right? We need to be vitalized for the Lord's recovery of these items among us. People need to see a group of people that are participating in the triune God, that are enjoying Christ, experiencing the compound spirit and all of the other points, building up the body of Christ. They need to see it. See, the purpose of being vitalized is for the building up of the body of Christ through the proper practice of the local churches.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But one, look at one. For the building up of the body of Christ, the proper practice of the local churches. What is the proper practice of the local churches? Point one, on the local ground, in the oneness of the unique body of Christ.
Amen.
By, point two, four things. This is the practice of the local church. The practice of the local churches is on the local ground, in the oneness of the unique body of Christ, by four steps. This is what is happening in the practice of the local church. And what are the four things? Oh, saving sinners to fill up our notebook, to be notches on our spiritual gun. No, saving sinners to be the members of Christ. We're not here for mere soul winning, saints. Our view, our goal is the body of Christ. Everything that Brother Lee released has that as the goal. Of course, there are procedures to reach that goal, and that's what we're talking about this morning, to be vitalized. There are thousands of people around us today, and the Lord knows who they are. Thousands around us, the Lord has chosen them already. Think about it. The Lord has chosen many, and they may be right around us. The Lord knows who they are. So what should we do? Sit at home? No, we need to go fishing. We need to go to the sea, quote, quote, where they are. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should we our ease and pleasure seek and let the foe devour all of these poor ones? No. We need to go to the sea.
Amen.
And then you say, oh, I'm impatient. I don't like fishing. Actually, I'm impatient. I am. You can ask my wife. I am really impatient. And I tried fishing when I was really young, but eventually I just gave it up because I know in my head I'm supposed to go and relax, you know, and just fish. But I mean, what are you doing this for? To catch fish. And I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. So I became very impatient. And eventually the hat, the thing with all my lures and my pole and reel, they are just, I don't know where they are now. In all the moves we've made, they didn't make it. Saints, fishing, yeah, we need patience. And Christ is our patience.
Amen.
Christ is our patience. We need to fish patiently. This is Brother Lee's word to us. Even for a year, we need to fish. A year. You know, we really need Christ as our patience, you know, to fish for people. The Lord told Peter, I will make you fishers of men. And we need to wait patiently. Maybe not. Maybe, well, right away we got one. Maybe not. But we need to. And Brother Lee said, if each of us could gain one per year, how wonderful that would be.
Amen.
After a year, we would double. Just think about it.
Amen.
If each one of us got one, by the end of the year, we would double. Right? Is my math correct?
Yes. Right.
Hallelujah. What a glory to the Father. Think about it, saints. When we see the Lord, he will be asking about this very thing. We understand it. But is the Lord really touching us? Are we desperate? Question mark. We need to labor consistently and look to the Lord for the increase of the members of his body. Then we are on the local ground in the oneness of the unique body of Christ by feeding the newborn member. It's another question the Lord may ask us. Actually, the Lord, Brother Lee said, the Lord will ask us. They're born, they need to grow. Right? So we need to nourish them. We need to feed them. It's how we need the truth constituted into us, that we could preach an uplifted gospel.
Amen.
And that we could nourish the saints, the new ones, properly and effectively, give them the right food. And see, to perfect the saints, how we need the truth, the teaching. Right? To perfect the saints. Not only are they fed, but they need to be perfected. They need to be perfected to do what we are doing. That's the real increase. The real increase, the Lord wants to reproduce us.
Amen.
As the begetters, as the nourishers, as the perfecters, and as the prophesiers. We prophesy, right? I said last night, it's not just we prophesy the same 20, 30, 50, 100, 200 of us that have been prophesying for the last 10 or 20 years. That's wonderful. You know, it's like that song, it's us, oh Lord, standing on the local ground, and we've been standing here for 50 years. And it's still us. That is precious. but not much glory to the Lord there. We need the increase. Then, of course, prophesying, all the members need to prophesy, to speak God forth. And Brother Lee made a point here, you know, even in the vital groups on a small setting, we practice to prophesy. You know, some, you know, they come into a meeting of 200, you know, get up, you know. And you feel some urging to get up, but then you look, woo, all these people, I don't know them. Ooh, look at that brother over there. He doesn't look too happy. But if there's six or eight of you, you know, you could practice to prophesy. This, you see the wisdom in the small groups. That becomes a vehicle for fruit bearing. It becomes a vehicle for nourishing, where there is intimate, close fellowship and consideration concerning the new ones. It's not general. It's very particular in the group. And the same with perfecting. You can ask questions. You know, in a big meeting, someone's up there giving a message. You can't say, excuse me, Benson, I had a question, you know, on that particular point. You can't do that. But in a home, you can. You understand what I'm saying? But in this matter of prophesy, we practice in the small group. The new ones see us and listen to us, and they learn from us.
Amen.
And they can practice. This is really, in the groups, this is really the actual and practical building up of the body of Christ taking place. Not only in the large meetings, but also in the groups. 80% of the church life should be. Then finally, the last Roman numeral, the way to be vitalized. And saints, way, this word way is like a magnet. You know, we're always looking for a way. And Brother Lee made a point here. He said that there are a number of ways to be vitalized. And what he fellowshiped is a kind of a general way. Are you following what I'm saying? What I'm going to fellowship with you is not the unique way, but it is a general way. And it is a way that has been proven by experience. The way to be vitalized. Are you interested?
Yeah.
Or should I go home? I say that every training or every conference. Well, saints, the way to be vitalized, this is what puts vital into the vital groups. Following this way to be vitalized, that's what makes what we do vital. Otherwise, it's just a term. It should be a description of the group. It's vital. Why? Because the members have all been vitalized. And I have to say again, it's not quick and it's not cheap. Well, here is the way, generally. Point A, to be stirred up in the first love for the Lord.
Listen,
through repenting prayers. You know, this being vitalized begins with you and the Lord. That is where it begins, brother. More than clear with us. Of course, the ending, hopefully, will be a vital group. Something corporate. Or at least saints in the church who are vitalized.
Amen.
The initial way is to be stirred up in the first love for the Lord through what? Repenting prayer. You know, once you go to the Lord and the light shines, saints, you realize, my goodness, here, I'm off. And I need to repent. You know, as we're there considering repenting, you know, we consider God's compassion. We consider our own story, how he saved us. You know, we need to kind of go back from time to time and remember where we were and what we were when the Lord came to us and saved us.
Amen.
Allow the Lord to touch our heart, to tenderize us a little bit. We need to meditate. Brother, we use the word meditate on his love in saving us. Lord, I was going along this way, and if I kept on that way, I would have gone off a cliff. You know it, and I know it, but thank you, Lord. You intervened and saved me. And the Lord touches you. And you say, but Lord, since that time, this, I did this, I, you know, a lot of things. And you say, Lord, I just like to repent. Lord, I like to repent. You know, the Lord is there. The Lord is there. Oh, he's waiting for this. He's waiting for this. Yeah, tell me more. Tell me more. Open up more. Repent more. More, more, more. The more you do, the more you have to do. And then be along with this stirring up of the love, recalling our salvation, repenting to the Lord, we need to make a thorough confession to the Lord.
Amen.
I'd like to read another quote, if I may, if I can find it. How can we be vital? This is in that same book, The Training and Practice of the Vital Groups, page 19. First, we must have a time to contact the Lord. He's the source. Where do you think vitalization comes from? It's from him, the living God. And us, personally going to him. We go and have a time to contact the Lord. It's better to set aside some time. Lord, I got 2 minutes. I'm coming to contact you. You're on the clock. The Lord might say to you, well, you're in the outer darkness. We have a time to contact the Lord. I'm continuing to read this quote. Then we will be enlightened by him to see all of our, listen, defects, mistakes, wrongdoings, shortcomings, trespasses, and transgressions. Quite a list. And we all have quite a list. We should make a thorough confession to the Lord, to have a thorough forgiveness and a thorough clearance of all these negative things before him.
Amen.
Take time, the hymn says. Take time to behold him. Right? Take time to open to him, to let him shine. You don't have to soul search. You just need to come to the light.
Amen.
He will shine. He will point things. You just, amen, Lord. Amen. 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 Oh, amen. Are you following me?
Yes.
He will shine. He is faithful. He is waiting for this. I keep saying that. Because it's the Lord within me. He's waiting for this. He's waiting for this. Then another point. And saints, by the way, you know, in this going to the Lord to confess, to repent, and I would add to deal with things that we have that are in competition with the Lord for our heart. We need to deal with them. It's not quick. It's not cheap. This is the price. Oh, but I love that CD. But that CD, if I listen to it, my goodness, I'm out of the Lord's presence, into deep into my soul. You know what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
This is not quick. Brother Lee gave me his testimony one time. It was in 1971. I was driving him between cities as he was giving conferences. At that time, never did I dream that one day I would be giving conferences. But Brother Lee gave me his testimony. And he told me both after he got saved and then again after he gave himself to the Lord to go full time, that he went and spent a lot of time himself with the Lord just to do what we are talking. He just opened. He just opened. Are we supposed to be done by 10:30? 10:15. I'm done or we're all done? Ooh. In the New Jerusalem, no clock. We're not there yet. So Brother Lee spent so much time. I wish I had a recording. He gave me his whole testimony, but this was the most memorable part to me, was that time that he spent just dealing. So saints, you have a time like that. Maybe you don't need to. Maybe you do. I have a feeling you do. You don't need to get hung up. Once the Lord shines, you confess. Once the Lord shines, you confess. Or you deal. When you're done, what you do is maintain your being from day to day. You follow me? You don't have to keep going through this over and over and over again. But with many of us, we need this kind of starting point to be vitalized. That's our point in this message. You know, once you confess, you repent, you deal, you just maintain. Keep the way clear. We had an old song in Christianity. Keep the way clear. Let nothing between. Nothing between. Nothing between. I love some of those old songs. Keep the way clear. Let nothing between. No sin, no transgression, no thing in your life. That is arrival to the Lord. Then point C, we need to have close, intimate, and thorough fellowship with the Lord. Just fellowship with the Lord. You know, after the light shines, we just say, Lord, I'm just open to you. Lord, you speak something to me. You know, we're used to saints, you know, we go to the Lord, goodbye. You know, that's our prayer. That's not fellowship. That's one way. We need to learn, ask and listen in his presence, waiting in the secret place. We don't like to do that. But saints, I believe today there's urgent need for this kind of fellowship. Not only do you clear up everything, but then the Lord has a lot to say. And we need to give him the opportunity. Lord, I just, oh, Lord, it's so good to be here with you. Lord, thank you for this vitalizing experience that I'm having right now. Lord, I'd like to keep the way clear for the rest of my life. Lord, I will be an overcomer. Was that what the quote was? Or I want to be, or I am going to be. I'm going to be. Lord, I'm going to. I just want to remind you, Lord, I'm going to be an overcomer. And the Lord said, yes, I heard your prayer. I heard your statement. Leave it to me. You know, stay with me. Look away unto me. You know, you have fellowship not only with the Lord, but with a companion. This is the real genesis of the vital groups. You know, some people, I told you, on the West Coast, they heard Brother Lee was in Taipei, and, you know, part of what was happening was they were knocking on doors, getting people saved and baptizing them in the bathtub. So they thought, oh, yeah, we can do that. You know what they skipped? Everything we're talking about this morning. To be vitalized. So you know what happened? After a few weeks, they burned out. And they said, this doesn't work. And we've been struggling with that bad press all these years. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
They threw the baby out with the bathwater. I tell you, a vital group, that's not quick. You know, Brother Lee made a statement. He said, vital groups are not formed. They are produced. Form means organization. You know, you're a vital group. No, not formed, but produced. That is life. It is organic. It begins with going to the Lord, confessing, repenting, dealing. And then I would add, fellowshipping with him. And out of the fellowshipping with the Lord, making a decision to be revived every morning.
Amen.
Reconsecrating ourselves.
Amen.
Saints, we need a fresh reconsecration.
Amen.
Coming out of being vitalized.
Yeah.
And then we live a life. An overcoming life. Don't you believe after you deal with the Lord in this way that your living will be different?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And as you're living that life, you realize, my, this is for more than just me. And then you seek a companion.
Amen.
And the Lord says, Mike, he's the one. Mike is the one. You pray. No doubt Mike is praying. I mean, the Lord is the one working all of this out.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you contact Mike and, oh, you know, we begin to pray.
Amen.
We begin to fellowship. That is the genesis
Amen.
Of the vital group.
Amen.
Is it quick? Boop, boop, boop.
No.
Oh, it's organic. Life takes time. Oh, Lord. I'm not doing well with my time. We need both fellowship with the Lord and with our companions. Daniel, of course, had companions. We need a deep sensation, and we will get it after we have this transaction with the Lord, that we need a companion. Ask the Lord to lead you to a companion. He will do so. Then a small group. He will do it. So saints, we are vitalized. Then we have the proper fellowship with one another. It's not quick. Well, let's go fishing. No, you read these books that I'm recommending. Brother Lee said, you get together, you pray. Then all of the ones that you're burdened for, you put on the table. And you pray, and you fellowship, and you consider who is most ready. This is a body functioning. Who is most ready? You know, these six people, four people, who is most ready? Oh, okay. All right. Lord, how do you feel? Lord, how do you feel? Brothers, how do you feel? Then we're going to go to him. Who should go to him? Who should go to him? Lord, how do you feel? Brothers, how do you feel? You know, this is the way it happens. You better believe that person's going to get saved. You see, after the vitalizing comes the fishing. not before. Then the way to be vitalized, I already mentioned this, D, to reconsecrate yourself to the Lord. Take the lead in the fellowship to reconsecrate yourself. Even before
the vital group is formed,
we need to reconsecrate ourselves to the Lord.
Present your body
as a living sacrifice to the Lord. That means your time, by the way, your most precious commodity, your time.
Right.
I've said this before. You could put a few dollars in the offering box,
right,
but to give the Lord 2 hours a week,
right,
ooh, am I right? Oh, Lord, too bad we didn't have more time this morning just to dwell here. Then, point two, we read these verses, being transformed by the renewing of the mind, away from being fashioned according to this age. That is part of the satanic system. We need our mind taken over by the Lord. Oh, I really appreciate it in recent conferences or trainings. The brothers brought out that verse, being renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen.
How we need this, dear saints. And then thirdly, not only our body, not only our mind, reconsecrating ourselves, but not being slothful in zeal, but burning in spirit to serve the Lord. I've seen real service burning in spirit, but not lately. Then, last point, with a few subpoints, to be the way to be vitalized ultimately is to be the overcomers in the church life. To be overcomers issues from being vitalized. In the age of the overcomers, according to the Lord's calling, I've said this before, the church life is the best place to be, but being in the church life is no guarantee that you will be an overcomer just because I'm here. No, I'm in Jerusalem, but I may not be Zion. That's why I need to be vitalized. Sorry to say, many around me in Jerusalem are not vital. It's just the fact. What should I do? Should I condemn them? No, I need to go to the Lord to be vitalized.
Amen.
That will be the best help for them.
Amen.
Two, as today's Zion, that is the center of Jerusalem, Zion in today's Jerusalem, that's what we need to be, the overcomers as Zion. Then Zion, that is the overcomers. Saint, you know, I was going to say this earlier and I forgot. It slipped my mind. But Brother Lee, in the practical points concerning blending and other writings, equated the overcomers and the vital groups.
Amen.
He said, he was writing, he said, you know, the vital groups, comma, the overcomers. In his mind, the ones who get vitalized, who follow this general pattern, they get vitalized and allow the grouping spirit, a new term, to do his work, to bring them together. Right? Into a group, a vital group. Those people are the overcomers. They're willing to pay the price. They do pay the price. They are the overcomers. I'm not saying they are, nobody else can be an overcomer, but I'm saying that is the best way, the most enjoyable way, although a costly way. the kingdom. You think it's cheap? Oh, I'm just going to walk right into the kingdom. No, it's not. It's not cheap. The Lord knows us, how we slack off, how lazy we are. So the Lord had to put before us reward or punishment. Which will it be, dear saints? The overcomers stand on Mount Zion. Isn't it something? After they're raptured, they're still standing on Mount Zion. Zion keeps and maintains the church line. Zion, the overcomers, that is the high peak, the center, the uplifting, the strengthening, the enriching, and the reality of the church, the holy city. I love that point. If there's no overcomers, the local church is a flat tire, Brother Lee said. Saints, is your church a flat tire? Oh, we need the overcomers. Lord, forgive me. Somebody has to speak this.
Amen.
No overcomers, flat tire. The full-time training, Brother Lee said again and again, was to produce the overcomers. That is normal ones. And in his mind, because the full-time trainings in this country started in 1989, right when he was so exercised about the God-ordained way. In his mind, when he said that, he hoped that the trainees that graduate would become the vital groups. Of course, that doesn't exclude the rest of us. I taught in the training, but I never graduated. The overcomers, Brother Lee said, are the highlight, the center, the reality of the church. Last point. The overcomers are the ones who will consummate the holy city, that is the church, and bring in the consummated New Jerusalem in eternity. They finish building up of the local church, which will consummate in the New Jerusalem in eternity. They will complete the building up of the body of Christ,
amen,
which we still just talk about. For that, the Lord needs the overcomers. Today, saints, the question is, will you be vitalized? Can you answer me?
Yes. Yes.
Stand with your spirit.
Yes.
Will you be vitalized?
Yes.
Will you pay this price?
Yes.
Oh, I love that willing spirit. And I believe you. I believe you. This is not just for young people. Otherwise, some of us are out. And it's not just for middle age. It's for everybody.
Yes.
You know, as I consider vital groups, I see all different ages. There, vitalized,
amen,
all different ages.
Amen.
It's not just a young people thing or a middle-aged thing. It's a everybody thing. We need to answer the Lord's call. There are two ways before us. Number one, choose to be vitalized, just like Moses told the Israelites, choose life or death. We need to choose to be vitalized or to choose not to be. This is what's in front of us in this meeting. Choose to be vitalized, choose not to be. Stand with your spirit.
Amen.
Oh, by the Lord's mercy, just amen, Lord. Which way? You know, I love that verse about resolutions of heart. We need to have some resolutions.
Amen.
This is the kind of response I was praying for in this conference.
Amen.
Some resolutions of heart.
Amen.
In the age of the overcomers, we have the calling for the overcomers. and we have the way to be vitalized as overcomers. Saints, I hope that you would spend time to pray concerning all these things that we touched this morning. And may the Lord be merciful that we would all pay the price to be vitalized. Amen.